From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer in for David Brancaccio. There's an acronym in education that spurs a feeling of, at best, boredom and at worst, dread, FAFSA. It's the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. It's essential for students to complete if they want federal grants and loans for college, and now it's getting a makeover. In December, the federal government is expected to release a revised FAFSA that's intended to provide more aid and make the process of getting that aid less painful. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
The new FAFSA lets students send their tax info from the IRS directly to the Department of Education, meaning they don't have to tell the government something more than once.
Students will have far fewer errors, perhaps transposing numbers or not understanding which line they were supposed to pull from.
Kim Cook leads the nonprofit National College Attainment Network, which is advising on the simplified FAFSA. Her organization found over 40% of high school seniors didn't submit the form last year.
So we have a lot of money left on the table by those who are eligible for Pell Grants but don't know or understand about FAFSA or started a FAFSA and decided it was too difficult.
The simplified form will also reflect that the government's expanding who's eligible for a Pell Grant. The December launch date is later than usual, says the Urban Institute's Sandy Baum.
But it doesn't have to be a disaster as long as the form is manageable and the bureaucracy works and they can process all the applications in a timely manner.
The new FAFSA will be used for students beginning in the 24-25 school year. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.